This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. We are live and all set for the final debate of the Republican gubernatorial primary race between Attorney General Wayne Stengel and Doug Burgum. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. We have a number of those that have come in on Facebook, by email, by calls as well over the last couple of days, and welcome more today as well. We're going to do our very best to get to as many questions as possible and keep this rolling. The candidates have agreed to very brief opening statements and closing statements and quick 30-second answers, so we're going to just go as quick as we can to get to as many of you as possible. Gentlemen, good morning, Mr. Attorney General Wayne Stengel. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Wonderful.
Nice to see you. Doug Burgum, good morning.
Great, Scott. Great to be here.
Thank you both for being here, and thank you both. We had a call last hour that said, you know what? I was at the co-op meeting last night in Minot, and they said, I just, this woman, she was just sweet. She said, I just observed it. I said, you know what? How lucky are we to live in North Dakota? Here these two guys are, and they're talking to people, and this is so great. And, you know, it doesn't happen in every state, and I know this has been a tough campaign. So on behalf of all of our listeners and all the Republicans out there that will go to the polls on Tuesday and have voted already, thank you for just working your tails off to get out there and debate the issues. We appreciate it.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Scott.
I know it's not easy. So anyway, we're going to go to it here today, and already a full bank of calls with questions and comments. Let's start first, Doug Burgum. You're open, if you would, minute or less, on why you're in this race.
Well, Scott, great to be here today, and great to be here with Wayne and another beautiful North Dakota day. The campaigning's been great. We've traveled over 16,500 miles on the ground around North Dakota, and we set out with a commitment to get to every town, over 1,000 people. We hit the last one this week, Kildare. There's 66 communities in North Dakota with 1,000 people. We've been a lot of smaller ones as well, and we've had hundreds of meetings, met with thousands of people. And it's very clear from the energy on the ground that, you know, people out there, they believe in the potential of North Dakota. People are optimistic about the future, but people understand. And people today, they understand they're hurting with, you know, grain prices down, oil prices down, the budget cuts we're having, people are hurting. And they're people who, I can assure you, are ready for a new direction in the state government. So we're feeling great about where we are in the campaign. We're feeling great about heading the last 3 days. And obviously, we think, you know, having a business leader in the governor's office, just like Ed Schaefer, 92, is, a key thing. And we're, you know, thrilled to have Ed Schaefer's support behind Mayor Brent Sanford of Watford City and myself as we head into the final few days.
All right. A minute from Wayne Stengel.
All right. Thank you, Scott. And thank you, Doug, for being here, too. I'm very optimistic about things in North Dakota. In the history of our state, and I've said this many times, I don't think there's ever been a better time to live in North Dakota than right here, right now. And certainly we have challenges. The budget issues are going to be among the top of them that we're going to have to address. But remember, we've created one of the best business climates in the nation. We've diversified our economy, and we'll do even more under my leadership, creating even more jobs. And it's no wonder that North Dakota has been recognized for years running as the best run state in America. So I believe, too, that the current retooling of our budget will let us remain healthy, but give us some direction on where we can go off into the future with our budget. As a former part-time state legislator and attorney general, now a member of the Industrial Commission, I've long fought for our free enterprise system. I've proven experience and a steady hand to keep North Dakota on track, and I'll continue to fight for business in North Dakota, particularly against federal overreach. My running mate, Senator Nicole Pullman, and I are looking forward to the opportunity to lead North Dakota into the future.
All right, we are going to go back and forth. If you have a question for Wayne or Doug, let Manny know when you call. We'll do the same thing with folks that have done that, and we'll, you know, go back and forth. They'll each have about 30 seconds to answer. If you feel like you need a rebuttal, like you've been, maligned in some unfair way, give me a signal, and we'll do a quick little rebuttal. Otherwise, we'll try and just go as quick as we can to get answers. Caden Dickinson, you're first on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your question is for Wayne Stengel. Go ahead.
Wayne, it appears you continue to dodge the question of supporting Trump. You're a delegate to the National Convention. Have you finally decided to fully embrace Trump?
Oh, I think that I've made that clear in my statements. I am going to support Donald Trump. he is the presumptive nominee. I'll be a delegate, and that's my position, so I'll be voting for him.
Thanks for the call. You made something of this, Doug, at the last debate, saying that Wayne didn't say Donald Trump's name. Do you have any doubt that he supports Donald Trump?
Well, I hear him saying that he is now, so that's good. I mean, it's important that we get a Republican in the White House. It's important we do everything we can to elect Republican leadership. The alternative of having Hillary Clinton, now the presumptive Democratic nominee, would be a disaster for our economy. You know, she's against coal. She's against fracking. She's bad for agriculture. And this whole email scandal, I mean, coming from the tech sector is, you know, I mean, if she would have done what she'd done on the email thing, she would have never worked at any tech company in the country. She'd have been fired the minute she took corporate data offsite into her own home server. And I know that for a fact because, you know, when I was working at Microsoft, we had specific rules against that data. Data is an asset of a corporation.
One thing I think, just real quick on this, from both of you, Wayne first and Doug, Donald Trump's going to say some things between now and November where the media is going to come to each of you and say, do you agree? You know, he said this, so does that mean you say that? I mean, are you prepared for what's coming from Donald Trump in that regard?
You know, we get that, and we always do, and I think that it's important that we comment fairly and honestly about how we feel, because the comments that he made last week regarding the judge, I said were inappropriate, and he shouldn't have done that. And I'm hoping as we go forward, because I agree with Doug, we need a Republican in the White House. I'm tired of fighting against the Clean Power Plan and the anti-fracking rules and waters of the U.S., all of those things that are in our future if we don't get a new president. I'm hoping, though, that he'll be a little more circumspect as he goes forward because we need to have somebody who's a Republican, not just for that, but also for the purpose of appointing somebody on the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's the big one. Let's go to Kayla and Velva on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your next this question is for Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Kayla.
Doug, there's been a lot of buzz around Ed Schaefer's recent endorsement. What do you make of Ed's statement about lawmakers seeking retribution for his endorsement?
Well, you know, that I'll leave Ed to comment on that because I wasn't the one, you know, receiving the calls, and I think Ed has spoken on that. But obviously, Brent and I are, you know, thrilled with the endorsement of Ed Schaefer. I think he's been clear that this isn't just about the qualifications or the experience. It's also about the moment in time, and the moment in time we have right now is we're facing one of the biggest fiscal crises the state's faced in terms of the size of our budget shortfall and in terms of what we need to do to right-size government. And I think Ed made it clear that he thinks that business experience in the governor's office is essential. With Brent Sanford, my running mate, who's a CPA, a CFO, and a mayor, he understands all the issues about, you know, on the ground at the local level. And I think the two of us are you know, fully equipped to step in and really, you know, try to, you know, set a new course. I think the other thing about legislators is that Brent and I are fully prepared to, you know, collaborate and work with legislators. We understand the important role that our citizen legislators play in the state. We understand the important role they're going to play in right-sizing government. And we're prepared to work with all of them going forward.
I was amazed that there was actually, you know, talk of retaliation for that endorsement. Wayne, I would assume that's something you completely would renounce.
Well, right? I hope it didn't happen, that kind of discussion about retribution didn't happen.
Because, well, Ed said it did.
Yeah, I know he said it did, but he didn't get the calls. He said the calls went into the university system, and I hope that didn't happen because that's not appropriate. But talking about the endorsement, I think that we all like to have these prominent endorsements. That's why I'm happy to have the endorsement of Senator John Hoeven and Governor Jack Dalrymple and Lieutenant Governor Wrigley and the National Rifle Association. But more important than that, the volunteers and the hard workers in the North Dakota Republican Party have given me their official endorsement. And I think on balance, I think that's a much more sizable listing of support.
And I guess I would just say, I mean, this is the year where, you know, the leader of endorsements from establishment Republicans in the presidential was Jeb Bush, you know, and if endorsements decided a race, Jeb Bush would be our nominee, not Donald Trump. So I think in the end, I think it comes down to, again, it's a decision between Wayne and I and not the endorsements. And, of course, we're both pleased with the endorsements we have, but voters have to choose between the two of us.
One more question here. Go ahead quickly, Wayne.
I just want to follow up on that because I don't think that we ought to underestimate the official endorsements of the volunteers, the strongest activists in the Republican Party, who assembled in their convention and decided I was the candidate that they would prefer, and I'm very proud to have that.
I'm thinking you two aren't going to agree on this one, so we'll go next to Eric in Williston. Eric, go ahead. Your question, I guess, first this one for Wayne, and then Doug, quickly, if you would.
As governor, would you sit down with Andrew Sadek's parents, given the ordeal they've gone through and the uncertainties still surrounding the investigation?
Well, we didn't conduct that investigation, and weren't involved with the initial issue that came up. I had instructed the director of BCI to sit down and visit with them, and I certainly, not just as governor, but if that's something that they would be interested in, I would be more than willing to do so.
Doug, would you do the same and sit down with the Santa Clarans?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we answered that one. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. I'm not going to have enough time to start another question, so what we'll do here is just ask you to hold tight. Jeff Minot, Jake Minot, Spencer and Beach. I love it when we get calls from Beach, North Dakota, by golly. You been to Beach yet?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
You probably have a vacation home in Beach,
yeah,
right?
Well, I don't know.
It'd be a great place to have a vacation home, yeah. We're headed for the beach, literally. Yeah. Anyway, we'll take a short break, come back with more of our Republican primary debate. Doug Burgum, Wayne Stengem, taking your questions and comments. We're going as fast as we can to get to as many issues as we can. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Emails welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd 701-226-8503.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Back at it. We never left. If you're watching on Facebook Live, so you can check that out. By the way, that's archived, so you can this will be up for forever. So you can check it out anytime and watch. We're doing a little behind the scenes stuff during the breaks as well on Facebook. We've shared that on KFIRE's Facebook page, What's on Your Mind Facebook page, right? As well as as yours truly. Todd, you probably have it on yours. Todd has like 5 million.
All of the above.
Yeah, exactly. And you can text Todd with your questions, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Here is a question for Doug. You're next, and it is a text. It says, you've said you're optimistic about the future. Why has your campaign been saying North Dakota's in deep trouble? Rachel from Williston wants to know.
Well, I think we're trying to execute what I think is the first responsibility of a leader, and the first responsibility of a leader is to be, you know, direct, honest, open, and accurate with the people that you're leading about the, you know, the state of the economy and the state of North Dakota's finances. And so I think it's not incongruent at all to be open about what the status of the state is, at the same, in the same time be optimistic about the future. And if you look at my, you know, my career over my lifetime, whether it's, you know, starting a software company here, you know, with a group of other 10 people and taking that from 10 people to 2,000 when people said you couldn't build a software company here, whether it's, you know, saving, you know, historic buildings that the wrecking ball was standing in front of them, that all takes optimism. But it's all been done, you know, with the entrepreneurial spirit and with, you know, risking my own capital. I mean, I think that's what real optimism is. But in terms of the state of North Dakota, we are facing, you know, a $1.1 billion budget shortfall, and it's grown every month. We've missed the forecast in January, in February, in March, in April. In April, by another $33 million. And these are real issues. The 4% allotment cuts we had are already affecting, you know, people in communities relative to home health care, nursing homes, you know, rehab services. I mean, these cuts are making a real impact on people today.
All right. Anything you want to respond to there?
Well, I do. And I'm optimistic. And I said that at the beginning, and I've said that throughout the campaign about the prospects here in North Dakota. We've balanced our budgets here in North Dakota for 127 years. We've done that this year as well. And as governor, of course, I'll continue to do that. I think that a good part of the reason that we've been ranked as the best run state for 4 years in a row is that we've done some things very wisely, invested $1.2 billion in one-time infrastructure needs to make the roads in western North Dakota in particular safer, because they were dangerous places. They were not safe for kids and for people who are using those roads. That's smart. We don't have to do that again. We also set aside a lot of money into savings accounts so that we can weather the storm once the 4% allotment is made, given important tax relief. And so I think that going forward, things will look better. We certainly are going to have to address these budget needs as we go forward, because looking at the forecast, it looks like we'll not have sufficient revenues to continue doing things just as we have.
Quick follow-up for each of you on this. I asked you, I believe, or one of my colleagues did at the debate in Bismarck, specifically about how the budget had been handled previously. And you said something to the effect of, you know, I'm fine with it. And that's been used against you in this campaign to say, well, you're fine with the budget, and we have a budget shortfall. How can you be fine with the budget? Set the record straight on that. Did you not mean to say you were fine with the budget as it was handled?
The question was, what would you have done anything differently at the time?
Can't even remember my own question. Okay, all right.
At the time. And, of course, back then the legislature was attempting to forecast the price of wheat and the price of oil 30 months off into the future. And so looking at what they did at the time, and towards the end of the session, of course, they did adjust by $500 million the budget forecast. Could have done a little bit more, we know now.
That's what the status quo debate
is.
You know,
knowing what we all know now, looking back with perfect hindsight, of course we would have done things differently. Because spend less. I think that that's one part of it. But I also think that the cuts that Human Services had to take for people in the nursing homes and others on Medicaid are something that the legislature likely would have not provided for. They would have held that harmless.
And Doug, on this point, is that unfair of you to say that Wayne was fine with the way it was, when he's saying that?
Well, Wayne can say whatever he wants to say about, you know, not doing anything differently. But I think that, you know, I'm on the record as saying I would have done something differently. And this is not hindsight. When we were going through the boom, our forecast was off by billions of dollars on the way up. And if anybody that's worked in the private sector knows, if your forecast is off by billions on the way up, your forecasting system is broken, and it's going to not suddenly be accurate on the way down. It will also be wrong on the way down.
I mean, who is that criticism directed at? Who is that? I mean, a lot of Republican legislators are rankled by your campaign and say, hey, Doug isn't running against Wayne. He's running against us.
Well, I would think if I was a legislator, I would want to elect someone who's going to do everything they can to give them the most accurate forecasting possible. And there are dozens of things that we can do to bring from the private sector, whether it's predictive analytics, Monte Carlo simulation modeling. There's all kinds of stuff that we can do to improve how we do forecasting. But the thing that I can't let pass, Wayne has said twice on the show already about the best run state in the nation, four times in a row. That's true, but that's 2014 data. And I think this is, again, the other thing which I think is wrong, to think that we can lead a state looking at two-year-old data, because 2015, went straight down. 2016, we continue to miss. And, in the real world, you can't make decisions on data that's 2 years old, because whoever gets elected governor next, we will not be listed the best run state in the nation, because the things that we were number one on in 2012 and 13 and 14, we're number 50th. We're dead last in job growth in the nation right now. There's only two states, us and Wyoming, that actually lost jobs in the nation last year. And so I think it's completely meaningless to talk about how good we were 2 years ago. This is not only status quo. This is looking in the rearview mirror as opposed to looking out the front window.
You need to rebut that quickly.
Well, I do, because I just wonder, because I haven't heard anything about your magic way of making predictions for the future except into the last 2 months. If you had this magic way to tell what the price of oil and wheat were going to be 30 months down the road, why did you keep it from everybody? We would like to know.
I also
think that it's important that we remember that just a recent survey now says North Dakota is one of the states, one of the top five for best fiscal health. And I think that looking forward, we're going to see that what was done in the last budgeting cycle, setting aside the money, the one-time spending, the tax relief, is something that's very significant and that will position us very well going forward.
I just say I think the citizens want to elect somebody that's going to use current data, and I have never said that I could predict the price of oil or.
His question for you is, why keep the secret sauce from us?
Well,
what is the secret sauce?
The forum called me 2 years ago when we had $70 million of surplus 1 month, and they said, "What would you, hey Doug, if you had $70 million extra, what would you spend money on?" And I said, "I'd spend it on forecasting software." That's what I said, because you can't be wrong on the way up and then right on the way down.
Jeff Minot, this one first for Wayne Stengem, I believe you're next. Go ahead, Jeff.
Actually, this is for both candidates. During his term as acting president at UND, Ed Schaefer has made some pretty significant changes. I would ask both candidates, as you serve your term as governor if you're elected, would you do anything to influence the other university presidents to make reforms? And do you think there are any reforms needed that in both in terms of financial management of our universities as well as educational outcomes?
All right, I'll just piggyback onto that. We had a chat with Ed up at UND recently where he said what has happened at UND should not only be a model, as you suggest, for higher ed, it should be a model for the entire state. So I'll piggyback that, and then we'll get an answer first from Wayne, then from Doug. But we have to do it on the other side of the break because we're up against the clock, okay? More of your calls, questions, and comments as our debate continues. One half done, one half to go on What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC, and KTGO. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Get Dad what he really wants for Father's Day at Max Hardware. Buy a $100 Max gift card for just $75. Limit 2 per customer. A 105-piece toolkit with case, $39.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 20-volt premium toolkit. Carhartt pocket t-shirts are only $11.99, our lowest price of the year. See our sale ad at maxhardware.com and register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Borrowed some music from Hee Haw, obviously, for today's debate. Thank you for that, Todd. Appreciate that. Know what's on your iPod now.
Yeah. That's a Manny thing.
All right. What is on your iPod? What's your favorite song on your iPhone?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel. Yep. Yeah, Doug?
Keith Urban.
The big question of the debate, ladies and gentlemen. What is on their iPhones? Yes. All right. So let's start with you first on the question on higher ed from our friend from Minot who wanted to know whether or not he was complimentary of what Ed Schaefer has done at UND, saying we ought to do the same thing all across the higher ed. I'm adding, should we do the same thing all across the state budget?
Yeah, I think that Ed Schaefer gets kudos for making the tough calls, because what he did was actually to make some cuts in programming rather than just delay the difficult decisions that will have to be made later on. And so I think that that's something that's significant, and people can debate whether the particular programs that got cut were the appropriate ones, but it was a tough call, and I think that's what we're going to have to do going forward. And I think eliminating some of the duplication in some of the educational programs that we have is going to have to be something that's on the forefront going forward.
I think I told you in one of the talk radio town halls we did, I had a conversation off the record at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference with one of the more well-respected chairmen in the House in North Dakota who knows the budget backwards and forwards, and he said the issue is higher ed. I mean, we're fine on this budget situation getting solved, but higher ed is going to be the 800-pound gorilla. Doug, what do you do about it, and do you agree with the caller?
Well, I think the caller is exactly right, because here's Ed Schaefer, prime example of what a business leader can do when you put him in, put him in an office. I mean, Ed, people are saying, oh, he doesn't have a PhD, he doesn't have the right qualifications, he hasn't been in university system for decades and decades, he can't do anything, and in 6 months he gets more done than perhaps the two prior presidents did in terms of restructuring. So I think that's impressive, number one, and he did it by forcing debate and collaboration and ideas, and when you drive constraints, you force innovation, and there was a lot of innovation that came out of what Ed is doing. And that part, you know, is absolutely fantastic. But I attended the higher education summit in Bismarck a couple weeks ago. And one of the things that came out of that, you know, they had all the university presidents, the legislator there, the State Board of Higher Education. We've added 3,000 students to our higher ed system in the last decade, from 35,000 to 38,000. In that same time period, we've added 1,000 staff. We've added one staff for every three students. You know, that's productivity going backwards, not forward. And one of the things, if we're going to focus on efficiency in higher ed, we got to improve productivity, and we have to look at why is our productivity going down, not up.
So I hear you both saying good idea on the UND model, Ed Schaefer model being used for higher ed. You both agree on the state as well?
I do, and you know, we cannot ignore the fact that our universities are economic engine for the state of North Dakota, and that includes our tech schools too. And they're an important part of what it is that we're doing. But they're going to need to be much leaner. And I talked about the duplication, and there is some of that goes on. And that's going to be something I think is going to get a lot of focus from the next session of the legislature.
All right. And, Doug, you agree on statewide model?
Yeah, absolutely.
With higher ed?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go next to Robbie in Williston. This one is first for Doug. Go ahead with your question, Robbie.
Hey, good morning. Doug, you know, you just said you're on the record talking about our projections and everything, but, you know, I got a chance to tune into that debate last week on WDAY, and you're also on the record saying that you wanted to hedge the oil market. And, you know, anyone who knows anything about our futures market knows that the commodities, it's the riskiest investments we can enter. And, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, why do you think it's a good idea to essentially gamble with our taxpayers' money in one of the riskiest markets that exists?
Well, this would actually be the opposite of that, Robbie. This is not, we are gambling when we don't take, you know, smart risk management strategies with our revenues, then we are gambling. We're gambling that we think the price is going to go up, and the price doesn't always go up. And I was just reading an article last night, you know, from a global oil expert saying one of the reasons why the question was, why haven't more oil companies gone bankrupt, you know, during this downturn? And the reason why is that a number of them had effective hedging strategies that got them through 2015. Some of them had hedged 2 years out, got them through 2016. And with those hedging strategies, they're dampening the swings. They're protecting their cash flow, their balance sheets, and they may make it through this thing because we're doing that. And everybody, you know, our family's in the grain elevator business, still is out, you know, in Arthur and, you know, Buffalo, Harvey, I mean, across the state. And we know that we have to hedge every single night. You don't take a risk, you know, buying grain from a farmer and not for pre-selling it ahead of time, because every grain elevator in the state would be out of business if they weren't hedging their revenue. This is risk reduction, not increasing risk.
Well, I think that it's important to remember, though, that it's private companies that produce the oil and they own it, and the decision whether to hedge is something that's up to them. Though we do some of that. You know, the Industrial Commission oversees the Bank of North Dakota with respect to the wheat prices that we buy. We do some hedging, although we're very careful to make sure that we don't get upside down with our hedging. And that's something that's a very tricky and very difficult balance to achieve.
There is you guys have had competing flyers in my mailbox daily. And I wanted to bring up one since we're talking energy here. This is a campaign piece for Wayne Stengem, for your candidacy, Wayne. And it talks about Doug saying the real Doug Burgum is a threat to our energy industry. His senior policy advisor is a former lobbyist for the Radical Environmental Defense Fund, a group that supports the EPA's disastrous clean power plan. We had a call about that earlier saying, hey, I heard about that. Is that true? Another Burgum senior policy advisor is a Harvard researcher who said, we need to shift away from fossil fuels as quickly as possible. We can't trust Team Burgum to protect our state's largest industries. Your response to that, Doug?
Well, I mean, this is exactly the example of the hypocrisy of Wayne's campaign. He says everywhere he goes, he's running a positive campaign, and then these mailers, you know, show up in people's mailboxes that are attacking my staff. I mean, they're talking about some paper that a kid wrote in college years ago, and they're not talking about my position. There's nothing in that paragraph you read that talks about my pro-energy position, you know, my support for coal, my support for energy. You know, they're talking about, you know, something that staffers did years ago. And so, I mean, I think, again, this is I think it shows to me that, you know, we're in a very tight race. Things are close. And when
specifically on the Environmental Defense Fund work, they're talking about Bob Harms.
And that wasn't years ago.
Who was a friend of yours?
Yes.
And is he an unpaid advisor or something on the campaign?
No, he works on the campaign, but the stuff that they're talking about was stuff that the industrial condition adopted. This is about, you know, reducing flaring in the state of North Dakota. So no. This is a, you know, again, this is such a stretch to be talking about that. And again, let's let's have a list of, you know, everybody that, you know, has advised Wayne over his career and see if he believes every position that everybody who's ever
advised. Are you a threat to the energy industry?
Not in the least. I mean, this is why this is such another ridiculous lie coming out of their campaign. I mean, why would I have Brent Sanford as my running mate, one of the great champions of the industry. You know, this is again, I'd say it's a desperate move late in the campaign to try to say something that isn't true. It's not true at all.
All right.
Of course, it is true. That's what Scott McNally did say, and he's had other statements that he's made.
Scott McNally's dad.
Yeah, I know Scott McNally
is the head of Hess. Yes, Scott has grown it. He's got two petroleum engineering
degrees.
When he was at Stanford, he was the most conservative kid on campus. He was writing an article about why Stanford should not divest their fossil fuels, and it was twisted around by.
We have the quote, and you can certainly look at it. But let's
read the whole article. It's taken out of context.
Because. Your political advisor, Bob Harms, did represent the Radical Environmental Defense Fund, and he was in the legislature, not before the Industrial Commission, urging the legislature to adopt much more stringent job-killing anti-flaring regulations than the legislature was willing to adopt. And I want to just finish this point as well, because part of your commercials say that it's a bad thing to ever have anything to do with lobbyists and insiders. Well, of course, Bob Harms, what does he do for a living when he's not being paid by you, Doug? He's a lobbyist for six different organizations, one of which is the Environmental Defense Fund. And so that's what he does for a living. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. You are saying
that is Doug's view? Because you're running against
Doug. Well, these are the people that are his key advisors.
So do you think
what's my policy on energy, Wayne?
Well,
my policy is pro-energy. Your policy
doesn't come anywhere near to approaching the pro-coal development and pro-energy development record that I have. Nothing comes even closer. Fighting for the industry, fighting against the overreach of the federal administration in 60 different lawsuits, including the very successful injunctions we got against the Waters of the U.S. rule, the anti-fracking rule, the costly power plant, all of those. And however much you want to say that you're pro-energy, you will never be coming close to the position and the support that I've had for the industry. That's why I enjoy wide support.
Okay, guys, we got to move on.
I was going to say, but this is why I've said from the beginning, Wayne has been doing all this fighting in the courts. He's in the middle of his term, and I've said Wayne can keep on doing this as Attorney General, and yet
he doesn't seem too warm to that idea.
Well, and you don't seem too warm to wanting me to continue as Attorney General because you now claim you're for term limits, but we can't hold them off in court forever. We need to move this up both to the Congress, the governor's office, and the president.
Okay, gentlemen, we're going to go to the next question. Jake and Minot, this one first for Wayne Stengem. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Actually, this is for Doug Burgum.
Well, actually, it's Wayne's turn, but we'll have both of them answer. Go ahead, and what's your question?
All right, well, my name is Jake from Minot. I've just graduated high school, and really, I was just very concerned with how Doug Burgum has refused to answer if he is pro-life or pro-choice. This is very important to me, being Catholic and everything, and I just feel like people my age really care about this topic, so please answer it honestly.
Okay, well, let's ask both candidates this question. Are you pro-life, Wayne?
I am, and past performance is indicative of future success. I voted for, when I was in the legislature, all the laws that are on the books, and I also defended them in court, and many of them successfully, too.
Would you sign all the bills that you
signed? I said that before, and I would have.
Okay. And, Doug, are you pro-life?
Yes.
And would you sign all the bills that Jack has signed?
Yes.
Is that a new position for you, Doug?
I've said it on Scott's show before. You can read the transcript.
When did you change your mind on this is what I'm asking you.
I never changed my mind. I've been saying...
Didn't you call the governor's office asking him to veto those bills two sessions ago?
No, I did not.
All right. That's not what I understand to be the case. Well, now, honestly answer that question again so that people can hear it. Did you or did you not?
I talked to Ron Rauschenberger.
Urging a veto of the bill.
I did not urge him to veto a bill. Did not urge him to veto a bill.
All right.
Let me ask you this. You know, what I'm honestly concerned about is where a candidate is at right now today, right? Some people have picked apart your pro-life record in the legislature, right? Fairly or unfairly. I don't much care. I want to know today where you're at, right? So, I mean, I think you both have identical positions on this issue.
And I've been saying since the beginning that I think every abortion is a tragedy, and anybody that knows someone who's been in that situation understands what a tragedy is.
Well, here's what I'd love to debate about.
And there's no question about that, and especially anyone who's a parent. Can't help but look at their child and say, but for that decision, he or she wouldn't be there.
Jake, thank you for the question. Love hearing from high school students. That's nice. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Final segment next. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
So many questions, still a little time, but we'll keep this going, at least on Facebook. Good discussion that is happening there, and we appreciate that very much. A lot of calls in here, and this is our final segment. Let me take one from Facebook now. Gary says, what will you do to promote the viability of small towns in North Dakota? That goes to you first, Doug, on this one.
Well, this is a fun one because as I've been traveling around the state visiting all these communities, one of the questions I asked them is, you know, how's your Main Street doing? How's your local retail doing? How's your local private sector job growth going? And again, there, if we want to attract teachers, if we want to attract nurses, doctors, providers to come to our critical access hospitals, we want to get teachers out in rural areas, we have to have viable communities, and we have to think about how do we create great communities that families want to live in and put their roots down. And I think, again, this is one of the reasons why Brent Sanford is a running mate. If you look what Brent has done in Watford City during the boom, it wasn't just about managing the boom, and it wasn't just about sewer and water and bypass. They did all that, but it was also about Wolf Pup childcare. I mean, they recruited a leader to come in. She got 240 kids in their childcare, affordable housing for teachers, working on, the financing with, private fundraising and other sources for getting in the new hospital, the new rec center, the new high school. And so, again, it's a great role model. So we both believe in local empowerment, and we believe in local control, and we want to work with all these communities to make them as strong as we can.
Wayne, real quick.
These are very important issues, and there are a lot of communities who have shown just the right path. I think of Crosby, North Dakota, one of those areas that has really struggled in the past, and they have decided that they're going to make those investments in making a community where people want to come and live and raise a family, and that's the kind of thing that we need to do. We are going to need to make sure that we're addressing that critical issue of affordable housing, not just in the bigger cities, but in the smaller areas of North Dakota, too. That's where the Housing Finance Agency comes in and has devoted millions of dollars in first-time homebuyer programs so that people can get into those first houses, and also other assistance for building housing. Because one of the things that I hear from a lot of those local communities is we need affordable housing here.
All right. Both those answers were a minute, which is great, but I need about 30 seconds each just to get through the rest of these here as we can. So quick answers if we can. Kevin is calling from somewhere in southeast North Dakota. This question goes for Wayne. Go ahead. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, Wayne. I guess my question would be, you've said repeatedly about the budget issues that the state of North Dakota is facing, that they can be solved with cutting the one-time spending projects. If that were the case, would Governor Dalrymple be making broad cuts across the board, 4%, and some agencies are preparing for even more cuts come July? I guess do you have a plan for if that is not the case, if it's just not one-time spending? Is there
Okay. I think we're kind of mixing things up. The statute requires that there be a 4% allotment across the board for general fund agencies before you're able to dip into the budget stabilization fund money that was there. And so that's why that happened that way. And looking forward, I do have some thoughts, because I think that it's important that the allotment process held harmless the foundation aid program. And I think that when we look at some of the issues regarding Medicaid and people in the nursing homes and the hospitals, they ought to have carved out for them a similar hold harmless.
Will you commit to similar levels of property tax relief?
I will, and that amount will cost about $255 million. Part of the savings that comes, and part of the bucket that the 5% oil extraction tax provides for, is a fund for continuing property tax. That amount will reach $300 million, which will be sufficient to continue the 12% buy-down.
Doug Burgum, same question from Kevin related to the budget and how you fix it without, is just getting rid of one-time spending enough to fix it? And then secondly, would you commit to property tax relief?
So getting rid of one-time spending is not going to be enough, and part of the reason why is because of the, we're going to be entering in the next biennium with zero in the beginning balance. We'd planned to spend $400 million, but now the last $330 million is going to be gone to cover our current shortfall. The budget stabilization, the rainy day fund, had $575 million. We've drawn 500 out of it, and then now we're 53 million below the last 4 months. And so we're going to be starting this in the worst fiscal position starting the next session that we have. And a lot of that one-time spending was neither for much-needed infrastructure, nor was it one time. If you actually dig in and look at the numbers, it wasn't, which is different than the surge funding, which Brent and I support, which came out of a completely different fund. And yes, I support property tax relief, but that system is broken, needs to be reformed.
Well, I don't want to be mischaracterized. There are additional cuts that are going to have to be made looking forward into the next session. But there are sufficient funds to continue the property tax relief, and there are sufficient funds to cover the foundation aid program and other, before we even start talking about other sources of funds that we'll have.
All right, I have less than a minute left here. Don wants to know, what's your stance on Common Core and the Smarter Balanced Assessment, and how will you approach education as governor? Real quick answer.
Well, opposed to Common Core, and from the start I've said we need to have our own high standards. Why wouldn't we have the highest standards in the country as North Dakota? And we have to absolutely have local control, and those are two things that are essential to education in North Dakota.
And I agree with that. I think we need to have North Dakota standards for North Dakota students developed by North Dakota teachers and professional.
All right, we're down to a half a minute here. So go ahead and give your final pitch for a few seconds here. Well, Doug first.
Well, I think it all comes down to, business leader in the governor's office, like we had with Ed Schaefer and John Hoeven and Brent Sanford and I, we've got a fire in the belly about wanting to do this. That's why we've been campaigning so hard from across the state. And we're eager to lead, and we'd love to have your vote and support on June 14th.
Last word from Wayne Benjamin.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, Doug, for being here. I've dedicated my life to serving the people of North Dakota. I've worked hard to earn their trust each and every day, always staying positive and optimistic, and I think people appreciate that about my campaign. I thank all of my supporters. I urge people to get out and vote next Tuesday or before, because there are a lot of places where you can do that, and I ask for your vote.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the time. You've both been great about coming on the program and being accessible to our listeners, and we appreciate that. Have a great weekend, folks. Looks like it's going to be a beauty. God bless you. See you Monday. If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I could help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA. Bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.